嗨，大家好，欢迎收听岛国男子的生活日志。今天我们要去探访我的一个朋友，叫做景祥，他的一个小农场、小田园。然后呢，我们第一次不是在一个录音室录音，我是要拿着我麦克风到他的小田园那里。访问他，然后呢要跟他聊一聊在这个新加坡这么一个土地有限的一个地方呢，怎么拥有一个自己的一片小天地啦，然后呢在那里种种蔬菜水果，希望能更接近大自然。所以呢今天真的还蛮兴奋的。好咯，我们就现在出发咯，待会儿见。
岛国男子的生活日志是个畅谈生活各种面貌的节目，我会从新加坡人的视角做出发，讨论影视、文化及旅游，和我一起当个知性的都市人，享受日常生活的每一刻。话不多说，欢迎你一起加入。
大家好，欢迎收听岛国男子的生活日志。如果你仔细听我现在周遭的环境的话呢，你会听到一些流水声，你会听到一些可能风的声音。我们今天到了，就是上一次我们摩洛哥那一集的嘉宾，就是景祥的小田园。然后呢，想要了解他农场是怎么运作的啊，也一些种植蔬菜的一些心得。
嗨，你好，大家好，我是景祥。So today I'll be bringing you all to a little farm that farm plot that I've been renting since November last year. With a friend, and this farm plot has been something that we were inspired to take up because of the lockdown due to COVID, and we wanted to do something meaningful with our time. So we ventured into farming for the purpose of exploring edible plants, gardening with an ecological approach.
是的，所以刚才景祥就说了呢，他其实是在冠病疫情那时候，新加坡就有一个阻断措施那一个期间，然后呢，他就决定了要善用他自己的时间，想要追逐他的这个城市，在城市有个小农村的一个梦想吧，是吗？
嗯，是的，是的 ，Yeah, because coming from Malaysia, I'm from Kelantan. It's a small little town in Kelantan. Of course, it's still quite built up. It's still quite very urban. There are not a lot of farmlands where I live, but I'm very in touch with nature. So when I moved to Singapore, about 13, 14 years ago, I got disconnected with nature because Singapore being a highly urbanized environment, and also I didn't really have a home in Singapore because I was renting from time to time. And so this year after coming back from Indonesia, I found a very nice place with a very big space for me to explore plants again. Yeah.
我认识景祥的时候呢，是在2015年，然后当时他很像已经是毕业了，还在新加坡做工嘛，对吗？所以景祥给我印象就是他去了很多东南亚的国家，然后去那里可能做工啊、读书啊，然后他也接触到很多不同东南亚的风情。所以你是从马来西亚到了新加坡念书，然后做工，然后又跑到了印尼，对吗？然后在印尼待了个两年吧，
三年半，
哇 ，OK， 蛮久的时间，然后又回来新加坡，然后这一次就决定了在新加坡可能有一个小小的一个农村嘛，对不对？就一个小田园啦。所以今天我到了你的这个小农场呢，你是不是要跟我们介绍一下你的这个农场的一些特点啊，一些你农场的那些规划是怎么做的啊？
We were lucky enough, me and my friend, when we managed to find this little plot of land through a Facebook group in called Singapore Urban Farmers, and somebody wanted to let go of their plot and were looking for people to adopt. So this journey started in November last year. Yes, actually it was a very muddy condition over here, and then we actually spent
muddy condition.
Yeah, muddy. Oh. Yeah, it was very muddy, and actually the soil was actually very dry and very clayish. So it was not not easy for plants to grow. So when we took over the plot of land in November, me and a couple of friends, we actually took time to actually till the soil and change it from a clay soil to a loamy soil.
Loamy soil. Oh,
yes, loamy soil. It means that it's the soil is granular.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's not clay, clumpy, like mud.
Oh, you need a more loose.
Yeah,
okay.
But it's not sandy, that it's able to retain water, nutrients, moisture, and as well as a home for the microorganisms.
所以你们搬进来的时候，这里的状况是不良好的吗？就是已经很杂乱的，也不是乱吗？还是
其实也不是杂乱啦，就是它的这个
没有人看管的，
它的土就。不是很肥
哦，不是很肥，
不会很肥，对
哦。
所以如果种菜这方面的话，如果你的土不肥的话，你的土不肥的话，你就要用很多这个叫什么、chemical fertilizer
啊、化学
肥料，对
对
对。I was trying to recall that， 化学肥料，但这些化学肥料其实不太好，所以对。化学肥料的话，用太多的话，会对这个土里面的这些生物会有影响。对，
所以你就把那个泥土全部换新的。
其实也不是说换新的，因为我们其实也不够，不是很多时间。那时候，我们拿到这块地的时候，我们听说政府，新加坡政府其实，一年后会可能把这块地啊，整块地
征回去
。对，所以我们的时间也不长，所以我们算来算去也是差不多，我们就最多也是十个月而已，对吗？就是十一月2020年的时候，就到11月2021年，然后就是因为在这个情况下，我们就觉得我们要。越快的，
用英文没关系。
哦、，OK，Yeah，、okay, we just wanted to plan anything and everything as fast as we can.
Oh,
yeah, and so to sort of play cheat a bit, we actually went to Chongbang, a village, I mean a small town nearby, to actually collect fruit waste. Yeah.
所以你们也是就是到了附近的一些小贩中心去收拾一些厨余，对吗？然后就是跟一些小贩摊位跟他拿一些菜头菜尾啊，然后呢就带回来用作有机肥料。
Yes，
是这样吗
？Yes， so what we did is what we did is we actually took all this waste from the hawker centers, from the market, and we actually threw it into the soil and mixed it together with the existing soil. And it was not the most effective way, but it was the fastest way that we could do to sort of get the soil fertile enough or loamy enough to kickstart the planting process.
所以你是用那些剩的菜头菜尾，然后有一些是鱼的内脏之类的，对不对？会很臭吗？专注在这个会很臭吗？会很恶心吗
？Actually, it's not too bad. Because the all these fish guts and the innards would actually be buried, so you would definitely not be able to smell it. Yeah, but if I were to put it on a compost and on the, I mean, a compost pile, then you can smell it when I flip it over.
让它分解的时候，把它全部倒在一个桶子里面，让它分解的时候，可能就会闻到那个腐烂的味道吗
？Yes.
是。
Yeah,、
okay.
but it's not more than one day. Usually.
不会说太难闻吧？
不会啊。其实actually, I have one bottle over there that you can smell later.
我还好。
Yeah, you'll be surprised because if I didn't tell you it was fish, right? You think it was some fruit juice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it's actually quite sweet.We mix it with sugar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
欸，其实我们早就应该在这里访问了，这边比较凉欸，其实，然后那里有很多声音。所以总的来说，你也是在这个小小的空间，这一块地，不到可能100平方米，然后做的一个小实验，就是你要试着用有机的肥料，然后呢。尽量把所有的因素都弄得很自然的，不是用什么化学或者是工业化的一些方式来耕种这些蔬菜，目的是为了要达到什么呢
？I have a special bond with nature. I mean, I enjoy nature a lot, and I find that, you know, if I were to do things in the natural way instead of using chemical, I'm actually supporting not just plant life but also life in the soil, which are part and parcel of nature, you know. And if we go with the organic method and the organic way, the ecological way, there's actually less harm that are inflicted to the environment. And as we all know, we are all part and parcel of the food chain, you know, from the smallest organisms to the largest organism. We are actually eating each other, right? The soil has worms which are eaten by the chicken, and then we eat the chicken in turn, and then when we die, our body goes back to the soil. So we are part and parcel of this cycles. So the thing is, I believe whatever we put in to the soil, for the vegetables, for the insects to eat, if it's natural, it will come back to us in a very beneficial way. Yeah.
Mm. 所以你也相信说这个方式是一个可以持续性的对地球友善的一个方式来耕种食物，也不像是现在我们的工业化的那农场呢，他们都是可能一片土地都种同一种的蔬菜类嘛，然后呢你是希望呢一片土地种不同的蔬菜，然后呢不同的蔬菜可能跟另外一种蔬菜会有共生的那种关系，然后呢都是互补的，对不对？所以同一片的土地都种不同类型的蔬菜，是这样子的吗？
Yeah. So part of the experiment that we are doing here is to really understand whether there's any relationship between certain vegetables. For example, there are a lot of websites where people claim that tomatoes and say basil may have a beneficial relationship, a symbiotic relationship together, because the basil is actually a very strong fragrant plant. So its fragrance is able to deter certain pests while protecting the tomato plant, right? Because the tomato plant is actually very susceptible to many pests.
Oh.
So what happens is if you plant basil next to a tomato plant, the basil would be able to ward off certain pests from the tomato, thus protecting it. So that is the relationship.
是不是因为这样子，所以意大利人才都用 tomato 跟 basil?
Yeah, maybe they realize that.
所以他种番茄了，然后又种 basil, 然后就拿来用来煮成意大利面。
Yes, pesto and the bolognese sauce.
所以可能也有关系的，对吗？
Yeah, maybe for all we know, yes, maybe there is a certain relationship. And anyway, this knowledge was actually from the West. Yeah, from most Western websites, you find this.
大致上就是这样，这个意思，对吗？也就是可能种不同类型的蔬菜，然后呢，每个植物都会各取所长，然后都会互补对方的优缺点，他们都是就这样子共生，然后这样子互相依靠，不需要呢一些化学肥料啊来维持这种大规模的农业。
Because if we have a monoculture, let's say if one plot is only planting or broccolis, for instance, it would be a buffet.To say a group of grasshoppers who happen to be passing by, because instead of having one small plot of broccolis and mixed with other vegetables, you know, maybe this particular grasshopper loves broccoli a lot, and they see that there's one whole plot of broccoli, so they would come and infest. Without diversity, that means without diversifying our vegetables, right? We are more prone to attracting a particular group of pests, right? And then we must understand the law of nature in such that when there is pests, when there's a group of insects that are coming, there would be its a correspondent predator, right? But the problem is that if the predator is not around, there would not be other insects or other organisms competing with the pests. So when there's a diversified plants, there would be a diverse set of organisms coming into the garden, and in a way they are all competing with each other. So they are actually in a way controlling each other's population growth.
相互克制啦。
Yeah.
所以他们，我们一方面也是在维持那个食物生态链的那个平衡，而不是如果我只单种一个蔬菜的话呢，如果那个害虫来吃那些蔬菜的话，然后就没有另外一个动物来克制它了，因为过于繁多了，对不对？所以农作物的多元也是有好处的，对整个食物生态链是有好处的。对。
So if we actually move through this little farm plot, you see that I wanted to show you this soil. Maybe we can have a look at the soil here. This is actually the compost from outside. So over here, you can see that I have a pile of freshly harvested compost from outside. And in this pile of earth, right, it's actually very black. It's dark brown, blackish. And you can see there's actually a lot of fiber. Yes, a lot of all this. These are all called springtail. Springtails. It's a kind of isopod. Some of them live under the sea. They are related to crabs and prawns. They are kind of insects.
小心我的麦克风.
Yes.
然后你那个手不要动到我的麦克风.
over here, we have here, this thing that has rolled itself up into a coil. This is actually a millipede. Yeah.
它不会叮你吗？它不会咬你吗？
不会. Yeah. So most of this, actually all of these organisms here in my hand right now, right, the isopods, the millipedes, even the ants, they are actually part and parcel of the soil life. They exist, or rather their very existence is to actually dig tunnels, to break down organic material.
对。
Yeah. So actually nature has already designed all this so-called living machines to actually improve soil structure,
对。
Right? Because as I mentioned earlier, the soil condition in this farm was actually very clayish, very hard. You can see that was the condition.
It was 干涸的。
Yeah. So once it dries up, it becomes very very hard, almost impermeable to water. So the problem with that is that, you know, plant growth relies heavily on water as well as oxygen. So in the event that the soil dries up and there's not a lot of water in the soil, the plant root is not able to access water, and as a result of that, the plant will not be growing very well. And that is where these organisms, all these springtails, millipedes, ants, and other insects that are living in the soil, what they do is actually basically, for them to live, they have to eat decomposing matter, right? And then they are actually burrowing through the soil. They are breaking down the organic matter in the soil, whether it's leaf, twigs, branches, dead roots, and they are breaking all this up. And then they are digging through the soil. They are breaking the hard soil up into smaller, finer particles, so that all these create tunnels, which is able to bring in air from the surface all the way down to the soil and to the root zones of the plant.
所以氧气是对植物的根部是有好处的，对吗？
So contrary to what people were taught in secondary school, that plant perform photosynthesis and that process happens on the leaf. Yes, it happens on the leaf, but the plants also do breathe through their roots. So it is important that, you know, the soil is kept aeratable. It has to be loamy so that air can actually penetrate.
所以土壤要够松软，所以呢有空气才可以渗透到土壤里头，然后呢让那个植物的根部能吸取到氧气，对吗？所以你这个做法也是类似，就是像回归大自然的感觉，把所有的可能农业会用到的过程都交给了大自然。如果是有什么昆虫呢想要把那肥料给分解的话呢，都是用大自然的方式。然后你有种了哪一些蔬菜？
So we have a few, these are all chai sims over here, the one at the bottom. Some of them are flowering. Because these are commonly eaten vegetables in Singapore, so we plant them just to try out, to understand their growth behavior, what do they require. Through this, since November, so that's about
almost 11月了, 大概有 五六个月时间，
对，about 5-6 months already. So we've been looking at Chai Sim. We've also looked at Kai Lan, and this kale.
Kale, yes. Kale 是哪一个、啊、
？Kale is over there. That's kale.
这个。
Yes, that's kale.
Oh, kale 长得这样子的、哦。
Yes, yes.
我这个城市人、yeah. 完全没有看过 kale 没有被 process 过的样貌。
在包装里，
对
吗？
对。所以今天也是大开眼界的一次。
Yes.
然后所以你也是在观察这些蔬菜它们的习性吧，它们的那个会有什么反应，跟其他的蔬菜种在一起会有什么反应是吗？
And to understand the soil, because some plants they don't like too much water, they don't like a humid environment, so we try to keep it how do you say, we try to space them out as much as we can, right? So as to encourage proper ventilation through the leaves to dry up or any moisture.
Oh, so you 种了萝卜。
Yeah, so I have a friend who happened to be in Japan, and he gave me a pack of Kyoto red carrots. So
this
are
这个是京都来的萝卜，
对，京都的。
哎，如果种成的话，我可以吃一下吗？可以给我一根吗？
可以啊，可以啊。In fact, some of the carrots were already forming when we actually plucked them out to space them out a bit more.
Oh.
So when we planted, actually you can see here, this was a mistake.
Oh.
So this is what we did earlier on, because we didn't expect the carrot to be so big. Yeah. So here was trial number one. Everything was laid out a bit too close together because, you know, when they were babies, we didn't expect that the carrot would sort of grow up so big that it become so bushy.
Oh.
And then if you actually go to the front part over there, you will see that we have sort of removed some carrots over here. So it's more sparse. Because
it's the same carrot.
It's the same Kyoto carrot.
Okay.
So you see, this is a big carrot. You can see that this is the carrot tip. You can see the head here. It's still green, but the head is popping up. Yeah, so it's about,
so
it's going to be this size. 红萝卜, yeah.
Okay, okay.
But that's the height of the carrot. And as you can see, the diameter is actually quite big. Yes. Typically, carrot needs about 100 days to mature, to be harvestable.
大概3个月多.
But unfortunately, as I said, we made a mistake. So because the carrots were all clumped together, they were actually competing for sunlight.
Yes.
So they couldn't grow within... They couldn't mature within that 100 days. Yeah, otherwise we would have big carrots right now.
是一个很特别 的一个小空间哈、哦。然后你还种了哪些呢？我看到有这个
rosemary,
香料，对吗
？Yes, so we have some herbs, namely all these Western herbs such as rosemary, mint, thyme, basil. But we do have a Thai basil. Thai basil.
Yeah.
And but we also have a lot of vines that are growing. We have pumpkin. This is a special pumpkin. It's a pandan pumpkin. So if you smell the leaves, you might get a hint. The young leaves, you might get a hint of the pandan smell. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's from
pandan pumpkin.
Pandan pumpkin.
跟我们普通吃的 pumpkin 有什么不同？
就有 pandan 的味道咯。
但是长相还是一样的
啊，其实长起来像一个小木瓜，
小木瓜哦。
Yeah,
okay.
因为你看 ，this is actually the fruit. So when it actually enlarges, it will be in this shape as well.
所以这个花了多久长出来的、啊？很大颗哎。
哇，多久啊 ？I think it's probably a month old already.
哈、
yeah.
一个月就长这么大。
Yeah, because we usually have a tag. But I can't find the tag now. But yes, we usually have a tag. That actually says the age of the plant, the moment when we planted it. But this was, I think this was last month. This is January, so 2 months already.
2个月可以长得那么大。
18th of January, so we planted this into the ground on the 18th of January.
Okay, okay. 11月18号长的。
10月18,
然后就长成那么大颗。
So we let it trail all over.
有满足感吗？看到它长得那么大颗。这个叶子都有比我的头大了耶，真的。
是啊，是啊，真的、啊。
有满足感吗
？Yeah, we are quite happy with this one. Because part of the journey that we have, the problem with all this pumpkin is that they actually attract a lot of fungus.
对。
Yeah, the moment the leaves are all stacked up like this, and if there's not enough ventilation, the fungus will come. But this pumpkin seems to be very resistant. And so we are quite happy with that because it gives us less problem.
是蛮满意的。
Yeah,
对。所以如果有害虫或者是发霉的话， 或者是有这些真菌来感染这些植物的话，你们会怎么做？你们会喷农药吗？还是
？Yeah, we try to avoid all these industrial or chemical pesticides.
你们有什么对策呢
？Yeah, so we normally just use the household products. So we have soap, for example, hand soap. That is all these what do you call this environmentally friendly hand soap. So actually, it does no damage to the environment.
是没有化学成分的。
No, yeah, I mean it's chemical, but they say it's environmentally friendly. You know, there's no biohazard. Yeah.So it's able to break down in the environment.
所以尽量的是对大自然友善的这些方式来去除害虫。
Yeah, like for example, if you look at online sources for fungal attack, you can actually spray with milk, milk mixed with water.
Oh,
yeah, and then that would help prevent the fungus from spreading.
牛奶、鲜奶
，Yeah,
跟水混合在一起，然后它就可以去除真菌
fungus on the pumpkin leaves. But that is only when the fungus is still small. If it starts spreading, the best way is to actually cut it away.
所以我很好奇哦，你种了最难的一个菜是哪一个呢？哪一种呢？你觉得挑战性最高的
？Well, I think it's this This is a broccoli, okay? Yeah, it's also from Japan. It's called a Romanesco broccoli.
Oh.
So the floret is in a geometrical shape.
Yeah,
it's very nice. It's very architectural. Yeah, it's not.
Yeah,
it's not the usual broccoli.
但是你们还没吃过啦，对吧？
没吃过。
但是它就是外貌看起来很独特。
Yes, it's always special.
会难种吗？这个挑战性。
Yeah, when it started, they were all quite slow, but eventually when they had enough sun, they actually became very big. And that was sometime last year when during the rainy period, we thought that they would die because of the rain and excess moisture, but they did not. So when the sun came back, they grew up very fast. But unfortunately, the thing was, because they were actually clumped together very close. So that attracted a lot of pests and built up humidity below the leaves. Yeah, so what happened was butterflies came in and then the caterpillars came and eat the leaves. Yeah, and then we have aphids.
These little
green color insects that are underneath the leaf that likes to suck the juice out of the leaf. We had a lot of these problems in actually 2-3 weeks ago.Yeah, prior to that, there was no such issue.
我觉得种植物不难，去除害虫，维持那个植物的健康呢是最难的，所以我才放弃啊。我真的是无法招架这些害虫啦，还有那些就是 humidity aphids 你说的哇，真的是很头痛的一个问题，所以可以撑那么久也是蛮强的。
Yeah, I mean, I guess we try as much as we can to, use organic methods to treat all these insects. Like for example, we just spray soap water with chili, onto the leaves. Yeah,
辣椒水对吧？
辣椒水。So you just need to boil the chili for 10 minutes.
但是我觉得有些时候这些有机的那个去除害虫的方式呢，很不强，不够强，不有效。
I think what we need to understand is that sometimes we are too impatient. So we want things to be instant. But nature doesn't work that way, right? Like for example, when you get sick, you don't instantly recover. You take, you know, couple of days to recover from your illness because your body is fighting. So I think the plant is actually fighting back the insects. It's just that they just need a little assistance, which is what I render through the spraying of this soapy water.
So 只是一个辅助的作用。来让那个植物更能可以对抗这些害虫的侵入。对，我觉得你可以去学那个中医耶，你的这个思想理念很跟中医的很相似的，对不对？就是用自然的方法调节身体。
Actually, interestingly, that is TCM, right? It's a traditional Chinese medicine. Is actually based on a philosophy of balance, right? It was all from Taoism and all that. So and Chinese has always believed in balance, not so much on an instant cure. So I think farming is no different actually. If you understand that there's always a balance in nature, the farmer must sometimes give in order to receive lah, you know. So you can't protect all your leaves, you know. So if some insects come in and eat, that's fine with me too. But what I'm saying is once the insect problem becomes infestation, a plague, then I have to do something to reduce it, but not to actually totally eliminate it. Because if I eliminate them all, I'm actually again going back to the food chain, disrupting the food for another predator.
Yep.
So in this instance, ever since we had this aphid problem, it actually brought another delightful news to us because ladybirds started coming in. You know, so when the infestation was very strong, we started noticing a lot more ladybirds coming in, and ladybirds actually eat aphids, and the young, the nymph of the ladybird is very, very active in eating up aphids more than the adult ladybirds. So this is to tell us that there's something here that's working. Nature is coming back into this plot that is actually enclosed to prevent bugs from coming in, but they've managed to come in. They managed to come in because certain conditions are met. And no doubt we have to suffer a bit, you know, because our plants have to suffer through the attack of all these aphids, but all the other beneficial organisms are coming back. And also interestingly, there are also some toads and frogs around, and lizards. That's because there's a lot of grasshoppers here. So they find that there's a ready source of food for them. So this lizards and frogs come in, and then they actually live inside here. So they are actually helping us to control the population of all these grasshoppers as well.
帮他们维持一个大自然的食物生态链的平衡。对。
岛国男子的生活日志，休息一下，我们马上回来。
我们说了那么多呢，也想要跟景香了解一下，就是你对这个小农场未来有什么计划？你有打算把这些蔬菜水果拿去卖吗？
Yeah, I think at this stage, we try to plan to, you know, sort of as an experiment, as I mentioned earlier, to understand how all these plants grow, what are their requirements before we venture into full scale sales. That said, there have been some people who have visited the farm asking whether we are able to sell them certain vegetables, and of course we do oblige with them, and then we do sell at I think we were selling at a very reasonable rate lah. I think a few months ago we had a lot of tomato harvest, so we sold two boxes of tomato for
已经卖了两盒的番茄
for $5 each box. And then we also had this loofah at the back, and then a lot of older folks love loofah because it has a very interesting texture. So we managed to cut one of this loofah. It was about 30 cm long.
这是什么？
loofah.
Loofah 是什么？
叫是不是
苦瓜吗？
不是苦瓜，是不是芦花？是叫芦花吗？
我还以为这是苦瓜呢。
No, you know, loofah, the one you use to scrub the body, your body. When you go for a spa treatment, they will use this organic scrub.
叫做毛瓜，毛瓜对吗？
Yeah, I don't know what is it called in Chinese.
是是是。
Yeah, so basically, this is that. This is the sponge. Inside here is all the fiber. So once it dries up, you know.
应该是毛瓜。Yeah. 是。欸，我真的看到很多大自然，有好多壁虎。
Yes, yes, a lot of lizards.
是是是是是。所以他们也就是这些动物都会过来就找食物，对吗？
Yeah. So that's the good thing about this place, because as long as the insects are coming in, the lizards will come in to control their population.
对， yeah. 每个动物都会克制对方啦，对吗？然后就取得一个平衡。
Yeah.
所以你不会有太多的一个害虫，也不会有太多的一些你不想要的动物啦。对，或者是一些微生物。Yeah. 所以在接下来的这两年内，你有打算要有什么计划吗？要扩充，还是要继续维持这个小田园？
We will definitely continue. As long as the government is willing to extend the land.
对对，都看政府了。
Yeah, and but we in the next phase. Today that you're here, we are actually clearing almost half of the plot already, because we have finished phase one of the trial, which is to understand some basic plant physiology, and now that we have understand some of those, we wanted to actually narrow down our focus a bit more to perhaps a handful of plants, so that we can actually study how we can so-called sequence their growth. What I mean by that is that how can we you know, start from germination all the way to harvest? How long does it require, and how many days do we need to do that? And so we can start with that knowledge, we can start a production cycle.
对对对，也就是像很多农夫们，就是他们会去观察那个收割期、丰收期，然后发芽期，所以每个二月啊，可能就播种，然后五月就拿到那个蔬果之类的。所以你第一阶段的那个实验已经观察到了这一点，所以第二阶段你就要开始去抓那个这些季节性的一些变化，季节性的一个丰收的那个时段啦。对，
嗯，
然后呢，在未来呢，你有打算就是扩充吗？还是
？I think we'll probably. Actually, I'm not too sure yet, but of course, eventually, we hope that this little farm could sustain itself. I mean, financially, you know, not just ecologically, but financially as well. We at the moment we feel that we will still be going onto this so-called R&D trial and error process for another year, and perhaps after that we see how it goes. We will let things grow organically. Like for instance, you see here we actually have a lot of cacti and some ornamental plants, which my friend Nicholas is actually propagating. Yeah, so we are hoping to also sell some of this eventually if people are interested. Yeah, but of course we are not veering away too far from our main intent, which is to understand edible plants. Yeah, I mean for a hundred square meter plot of land is actually not too big, but it does. Well, it actually gives us a lot of problems, a lot of learning opportunities, and yes, a lot of problems, a lot of work actually that we cannot really keep up, you know, unless we are doing this full time. But because we are only here on most weekends, so sometimes.
只是周末才来这里。
嗯，
所以如果你有打算就是全职吗？
全职
就是 full time 来跟经营这个地方，没有打算。
No, because I don't think it can sustain me financially at the moment.
是，所以你还是要有一个全职工的。
Yes.
对。
Yes. Yes. Correct.
我想问的是，这一小块的土地，对不对？你种的蔬菜，如果每一个都有收成好的话，你也可以拿来卖的话，它能抵消你每个月的租金吗
？Wow. If I sell it as an organic vegetable, that means it's at organic vegetable prices.
有机的蔬菜的价格。
And yes, probably it's able to, but I have to probably plant more kale because it fetches a higher yield.
对啊，kale 很重要。
And then I shouldn't be planting,
chai
sin or all these, yeah, 小白菜, which is
没有开玩笑的。
Not 没有用, but in terms of the
回本,
yeah,
我是一个商人。
Yeah,
是
it's not high yielding. That's all.
对。
Yeah.
哇，因为我们在这边突然间看到了一个类似蜥蜴的这个动物，蜥蜴吧，对吧？它是蜥蜴。
Yeah, it's a lizard. Yes, it's a reptile lizard, right? Yeah.
然后这挺美的哦，头上都有红色，
yeah,
是红色的头的。对，所以这算是你的一个小天地吗
？Yeah, it's a little.
你很享受这个过程吗
？Yeah, definitely. I mean, to me, this is like a gym. You know,
对有些人的热爱就是去健身房，
yeah.
但是对你来说，你是想回归大自然，
yeah.
对不对？
Yep.
因为毕竟从小到大，你有说过嘛，你跟你父亲，他是第一个让你接触到大自然的那一个人。
I think my eventual dream at least is that if I could set up a small farming business, you know, I want to bring together all these old folks because I see that whatever they are doing at the hawker center, at the collecting cardboards at the HDB void decks, or collecting cans at the hawker center's rubbish area, I mean, they don't actually earn much from selling those cardboards and plastic bottles and then cleaning after people's table, and then some people are not even appreciative of their effort, right? So if I could, you know, pay for them, you know,let them do some farming, gardening together, and I think that would definitely be something worthwhile for me to aim for.
我觉得你说的这也是很好的一点，就是如果政府可以来开拓一个地段，然后让这些年长人士啊，与其在外面收报纸或者收旧铁罐子，或者卖纸巾，他们可能可以用他们比较擅长的一些技能，就是耕种，来维持一个新加坡的这个小小的一些农作的一个事业啦，对吗？
嗯，
是。
Yep.
所以这也是你的理想，对吗？希望以后你会要有一个这样的一个计划。然后我觉得你也是，可能我们随着年龄的增长变老了，我们也很想要回归以前比较淳朴比较简单的生活，所以你就踏出了第一步，在你30岁吗？还是31岁的时候你就踏出了这一步。然后呢，希望你以后的那个往后的这个经历也可以继续维持下去，然后你的这个热忱也会继续维持下去。其实景祥他也是一个很厉害烹饪的一个人啦，所以你种的这些菜你也可以拿来煮，对对，我每次看到你烹饪的照片真的是很强。所以呢，结尾就是我想要问的就是呢，在结尾我想要问的就是你觉得新加坡在未来会不会有更多这类型的小农田、小农村、小农场来给更多人接触到农业这一块的部分？
I think we will definitely not find any more farm plots of such a scale in Singapore. This will probably be one of the last few that is publicly accessible, because again, land is scarce in Singapore. It's too valuable to be used in such a way. The government would definitely not allow it in the long term. But the good thing is that at least also from the government side, MParks is doing their best at providing smaller plots of land. It's not even a land, it's more like a planter box of 2 meter by 1 meter, right? For people, for the community to actually adopt and plant whatever they want. Which is actually also not too bad, you know, but it's definitely very different from the idea where each individual have a certain ownership. They are able to, set up their own hideaway away from the city, because all these planter boxes are actually located within the city areas, in our parks and whatnot. And but what is encouraging is that I think because of COVID, people had a lot of time. Not just the old folks, but also young people, and people have come to appreciate plants a bit more. I'm not sure whether that is a trend or a fad, but I think that is also encouraging, because when people come to appreciate plants a bit more, they may come to appreciate and understand nature a bit more as well. And I think that is the bigger issue that we should look at, because sustainability, the environment is very important. It's very, very important, because the climate is changing, and actually that is something, it is a human issue, and I think only humans can help resolve this issue. And so I think it's very encouraging that people are showing a keen interest in plant, nature, health. Yeah. So I hope this can continue and, you know, create some positive ripples for us in the future, for all of us in the future.
你觉得那种高科技的种植法会不会对你们这些可能土壤类的种植法会造成什么威胁吗？
I can't proclaim as an expert or even somebody who's mildly knowledgeable in this aspect. So I think hydroponics is not something very new, even though it is recently a very trendy thing to, you know, talk about. Because it was created by NASA, I think is it 50 or 60 years ago? It was actually for space exploration. So it was designed as a agriculture system that would be able to support life in the most harsh environment, you know, in other words, the moon, right? But we are not in the moon, right? If we are being very critical right now, we must understand that we are not in the moon, and Earth is actually blessed with bountiful resources. We have soil, water, sunlight, air, nutrients everywhere. So why do we need to create a system where we need to fabricate LED, artificial lights, when we have free sunlight, right?
对对对.
And then when we need about nutrients, why do we have to actually produce chemical nutrients when actually we have plenty of nutrients in the soil in organic matter that we throw away?
所以水跟种植法的那个肥料就是化学肥料来的。 所以它不完全是有机的。
Yeah, it is, how do you say, when we say organic, right, it means that this thing has not been chemically altered, right? That means it is as close to the original source as possible.
对对对.
Some of these nutrients are actually extracted from deep inside the earth and processed in very, without chemical. Yeah, without any chemical processes. So in a way, some may claim that it is also organic.
But
the thing is, the process is that you have to actually mine it. So you have to actually blow up, cut down a hill.
所以那碳足迹也是一个问题，对不对？所以水耕种植法也不一定是对环境友善的，因为它也释放很多的二氧化碳。
Yeah, and not only that, but because if you understand what do you call this, eutrophication, right? Basically, it's the excess nitrogen in water. When there's excess nitrogen in water, not only that, it would actually encourage algae growth. So when algae receives a lot of nitrogen, it would actually grow, and it would cover the entire water surface, which is what we had in Sentosa, I think last 2-3 months ago. So once there's excess of algae, the algae would actually suck all the oxygen, depriving oxygen from other animals in the water. So fishes, crustaceans, all these would die.
也会，可能甚至灭亡，也说不定就绝种。Exactly. 所以你是觉得你个人认为说土壤种植法还是最好的一个选项，对不对？而且它也可以可能生长出更有营养、更丰富的一些植物，因为它们毕竟都是在泥土。 摄取一些营养的养分的，对不对？是好比跟那些水耕种植法的蔬菜比，可能会有一定会有落差的，我觉得。
Okay, I think a good analogy for this is that like breast milk. Okay, when a mother gives birth to a child, some mothers may have a lot of breast milk to provide the child as to grow. Mothers who do not have enough breast milk have to resort to baby powder.
牛奶粉。But
I think throughout the years, because breast milk is not something new, because throughout the years, people have done research and they find that yes, breast milk may be able to substitute a mother's breast milk. Milk powder is able to substitute a mother's breast milk, but it can never contain the kind of nutrients and the hormones that are found in the mother's breast milk. Right? It's able to sustain the child. The baby, but it doesn't mean that it's necessarily wholesome, for the baby's potential growth. Yeah.
所以可能就可以问听众这个问题是，你会想要吃就来自大自然的耕种出来的水果吗？还是你要吃人工？可能也不算是完完全全人工啦，但是就是可能很不一样的方式来耕种出来的植物，你会选人奶还是牛奶粉？ 对不对？
嗯，是。
那节目的尾声呢，也想问一下景祥，所以你有什么任何劝告可以给想要在这小城市有个小田园的人吗？
I think when we started the farm, we were actually rushed into it because it was a very rare opportunity to find such a big piece of land in Singapore. And so we actually didn't have enough time to plan ahead. So whatever planning that we did was only actually probably a few weeks worth of work. Right, and even though I say a few weeks, actually if you distill it down, it's actually only a few days to plan this whole thing. And that is why I said that we actually, the first trial was actually a very good learning experience for us, because we made a lot of mistakes and then we are learning from them right now as we progress into phase two. So I think it's important to plan, to understand what you want, and to try to limit what you want to explore. I think having a few things to explore at one time would be good, right? And I think also so important to have very supportive friends who are around you to actually help you in this endeavor, because as you know, farming is a very laborious work, right? Especially if you're doing permaculture, you know, ecological farming, where you rely a lot on organic matter, on composting, a lot of manual labor. Yeah, I think
考功夫的.
And I think it's fun when you have a few friends coming, you know, and then you all sort of work together, sweat under the sun. I think that that's also part of the whole friendship, the bonding moment that you have. And I think it's just this two for me, you know, planning and having a supportive group of friends who are there to help you, yeah, or to encourage you, you know, whichever.
Okay, 好，那我们就今天很高兴的来到景祥的这个小田园。我一直讲是农场，但是我觉得蛮像田园的，是
Yeah, I like that name better. 田园。
田园 ，Yeah, 田园 is better. 所以很喜欢啊、这个小天地。然后呢，也希望你在这个小空间可以种得出更多很不一样的蔬菜水果。然后呢，希望你的梦想能成真，然后可以去售卖啊，然后可以去继续拥有自己的大自然的一个小天地。谢谢你景祥，
谢谢大家，
拜
拜。
想在这里提醒大家，如果喜欢我的节目的话，请和你的好朋友分享这个 podcast。 你们可以在 Spotify、 Apple Podcast、 Google Podcast 还有 KKBOX 都能收听得到，收听是完全免费的。那如果你想给我点鼓励，因为这个节目是我一人包办的，请在 Apple Podcast 留言点评五颗星好不好，这样我在 Apple Podcast 的显示率会提升许多，谢谢你啦。记得追踪这个节目的 IG 账号，也就是 hello.islander,hello.islander, 很期待和你们一起互动，我们下一集的节目再见咯，拜拜。